I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, June 20. Coming up, Windrush migrants in Jamaica receiving assistance. Prime Minister opens debate on CARICOM review report and Bog Walk High School renamed. The news in detail after the break.
Hey, Derek! May I run go down a drugstore and go fill a prescription and me no know when me a come back?
Then, Chuchu, you know on a smartphone?
Of course!
Then, my girl, just download the NHF Quick Prescript app to your smartphone. Use it to send in the prescription to drugstore and them will alert you when the prescription ready and you just go pick it up.
Now, that I go save time!
Fill your prescription with just a click. Use the NHF Quick Prescript.
For patients in the public health system.
NHF Quick Prescript.
NHF, your partner for healthy living.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expressed optimism that some recommendations made by the CARICOM Review Commission can be implemented in the short to medium term. In opening the debate on the report in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Mr. Holness noted the recommendations fall into three categories and are at various stages of readiness for implementation.
Those recommendations that present themselves as readily implementable in the short to medium term, utilizing existing resources and capitalizing on the community's ongoing reform process. Other recommendations that are feasible, but which will require significant institutional and legal adjustments, and yet another set of recommendations which are likely to be extraordinary in their requirement for collective political will.
Mr. Holness says the recommendations that have the greatest potential for implementation in the short to medium term relate to matters of governance, including performance and financial management and economic relations. The report also outlines approaches to forging strategic partnerships with other CARIFORUM states in the Northern Caribbean to strengthen the government's measures to achieve economic growth. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the ministry has been actively monitoring developments regarding the Windrush issue through its Consular Affairs Department and the Jamaican High Commission in London. She says 29 Windrush cases from Jamaica have been recommended by the ministry for consideration by the British High Commission or transmission to the Home Office in London.
Of the 29 persons, 21 were persons who responded to our ads in the paper. Of those 29 persons, two persons have received visas to travel to the UK. We know one has traveled. We have also been advised that two are currently receiving attention. They received their case numbers. And there is one person who has a deportation order.
Minister Johnson-Smith adds that the ministry has also been asked by the British High Commission to assist with contacting 16 other persons who the Home Office in London had identified from their records. Bog Walk High School in St. Catharines has been renamed the Enid Bennett High School in honor of the late former state minister who was instrumental in the establishment of the institution. Ms. Bennett played a key role in securing the funds and land for the construction of the school, as well as Tatius Golding High School and Lucky Valley Primary School in the 1970s under the New Deal in Education project. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, has hailed Ms. Bennett as an exceptional servant of the people.
She has had a most outstanding record in community service and not only in political life, but also on the national stage. And therefore, this is a fitting opportunity for us to recognize her contribution.
Senator Reid was speaking at the renaming ceremony on the grounds of the institution on Tuesday. And the company's Office of Jamaica COJ is reporting that 130 business names have been registered using its online business registration system since the rollout of Phase 1 of the platform in March. Phase 1 facilitates the implementation of business name reservation and registration for individuals, sole proprietors, and partnerships. Phase 2, slated to come on stream in December, will allow for the registration of companies. COJ Registrar Judith Ramlogan says this initiative is part of efforts to improve the ease of doing business in the country and improve Jamaica's ranking in the World Bank's Doing Business report.
Ultimately, the electronic business registration form will allow for the registration of both business names and companies online.
Ms. Ram Logan was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday. She adds that when fully operational, the platform will allow for business registration at the convenience of customers. Kiosks will also be installed at some inland revenue centers to expedite the business name registration process. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.